could that Easter bunny be? Oh, where could he be? He's hiding eggs for all of our friends, and a special one for you and me.
Really?
Yeah.
And for me too?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. Hey, Louie, didn't you have some bunny?
What?
Didn't you have some bunny ears?
Oh, yeah, I have a friend.
Oh, a friend?
Hey!
Yeah, but I was asking you.
Oh!
Where are your bunny ears? You said you were going to wear your bunny ears today.
Oh, sorry! Let me go back.
Because we need Louie to dress up as a bunny so that he can find the Easter bunny. Because I wonder where he's going to be hiding all the Easter eggs. There you are.
Where could the Easter bunny be? Oh, where could he be? With a hop and a hop and a 1, 2, 3. He's hiding the eggies for me.
That's for me too.
Oh, where could the Easter bunny be? Oh, where could he be?
He's here.
La 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 la. Dun dun.
So Easter bunny. Have you been hiding some Easter eggs for us? Yes. So when can we go find them?
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Okay, let's go and find the Easter eggs.
Easter bunny. That little bunny's pretty quick, eh? There!
Ah! There we go.
And again, I have an accident.
That's okay. What do you think you feel better? Here you go.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Look at that. It's yellow. Really cute.
We've got two little Easter eggs. We've got two
Daniel,
little Easter eggs.
They're full of chocolate.
Anyways, happy Easter! Joy owes the puck! And.
Felices Pascuas!
Hey, what's that in my yard?
I don't know.
Is that a squirrel? No! That's a bunny!
A bunny?
There's a bunny rabbit in my yard! What's she? Oh, she's hungry. Saw a rabbit in my yard, looking for a snack. She hopped into my neighbor's yard, but then she turned around and came back. Her ears were long and fuzzy. Her tail was like a bush. Her eyes she said, bounce, bounce, shake, shake, do the bunny dance. Bounce, bounce, shake, shake, do the bunny dance. Bounce, bounce, shake, shake, do the bunny dance with me. What?
What do you mean?
I don't believe this.
Oh, well.
There's a bunny in my yard.
Yeah.
Not only is she singing, but she's dancing.
I know.
And she's asking me to come out there and join her.
What are you
going to
do?
Oh, I don't know. She's got pretty good rhythm, though.
Hmm.
Thought I'd go and join her. It looked like so much fun.
Yeah.
By the time I reached my backyard, her bunny dance was done.
Oh,
so I reached into my pocket. A carrot I pulled out.
Can you believe this?
And when the bunny
You know what?
What?
Bounce, bounce, shake, shake, shake.
I did it.
Bounce.
You look
bounce,
pretty good, too,
shake,
you know.
Shake, shake.
Ah. Bounce.
I think I got bounce, it, too.
Shake, shake.
Whoa.
Shake. Bounce.
Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail, hippity hopping, Easter's on its way. Bring in every girl and boy, baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay. He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue. There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet too. Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity happy Easter day. Up on Easter morning and you know that he was there. When you find those chocolate bunnies that he's hiding everywhere. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity happy Easter day. Hippity hoppity happy Easter day.
Peter Rabbit. Peter Rabbit is this stupid book about the stupid rabbit who steals vegetables from other people's garden. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 83 to go.
The name of the book about which this book report is about is Peter Rabbit, which is about this rabbit. I found it very, I liked the part where it was a, it reminded me of Robin Hood. And the part where Little John jumped from the rock to the Sheriff of Nottingham's back. And then Robin and everyone swung from the trees in a sudden surprise attack. And they captured the Sheriff and all of his goods, and they carried him back to this camp in the woods. And the Sheriff was guest at their dinner, and all but he wriggled away, and he sounded the call, and his men rushed in, and the arrows flew. Peter Rabbit did sort of that kind of thing too.
The other people's name was McGregor. 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
In examining a work such as Peter Rabbit, it is important that the superficial characteristics of its deceptively simple plot should not be allowed to blind the reader to the more substantial fabric of its deeper motivations. In this report, I plan to discuss the sociological implications of family pressures so great as to drive an otherwise moral rabbit to perform acts of thievery which he consciously knew were against the law. I also hope to explore the personality of Mr. McGregor in his conflicting roles as farmer and humanitarian. Peter Rabbit is established from the start as a benevolent hero.
If
it is
I
only
start writing research, now so. When I'm not really rested, it could upset my thinking, which is not good at all. I'll get a fresh start tomorrow, and it's not due till Wednesday, so I'll have all of Tuesday unless something should happen. Why does this always happen? I should be outside playing, getting fresh air and sunshine. I work best under pressure, and there'll be lots of pressure if I wait till tomorrow. I should start writing now, but if I start writing now when I'm not really rested, it could upset my thinking, which is not good at all.
The name of the rabbit was Peter. 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Ha!
Down came the staff on his head. Splash! And Robin fell like a sack full of lead. Crash! The sheriff laughed and he left him for dead. Ha! But he was wrong.
36, 37, 38, 39, 40.
Just then an arrow flew in.
Whing!
It was a sign for the fight to begin.
Whing!
And then it looked like the sheriff would win. Ah! But not for long. Away they ran. Just like rabbits who run a lot. As you can tell from the story of Peter Rabbit, which this report is about.
Expect us to write a book before of any quality in just 2 days.
And carrots, and spinach, and onions, and
how
lettuce,
can
and carrots, and green beans, and parsnips, and tomatoes, and lettuce, and so many.
To mention the extreme pressure exerted on him by his deeply rooted rivalry with Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail.
And they were very, 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 very happy to be home.
The end.
94, 95.
report on Peter Rabbit.
Good morning, good afternoon, happy spring to all of you. Yes, it's finally here. Not that it was a rough winter for a lot of us, but it's always good when it gets here. And with spring, we get Easter. And with Easter, we get bunnies. And that's the subject of today's Bit Slap. I'm your host, KBC, and we'll be hopping back and forth between various kinds of music today in search of the perfect rabbit. And in that spirit, we started with I want to tell you first of all that I've been looking up a lot of videos, so we have a lot of videos attached to the playlist this week. Go to the archives playlist section of the podcast page there, and you'll find them there, and I think you'll enjoy them. We started today's mess with Where's the Easter Bunny. That was Tanya's Music Box, and you can find a video of Tanya and her little weird friend, and I think you may agree with me that it appears that Tanya is on drugs. Don't try to startle her. Just let her go. She'll be okay. We heard from Kai Simone Issa, the bunny dance song. Somebody anonymous, and deservedly so. Hop Like a Bunny. Them Rabbits Go Dancing, Dancing was Dr. Fry's Texas Medical Show. Of course, Gene Autry and Peter Cottontail. You Want to Buy a Bunny from Spike Jones. A book report on Peter Rabbit from the Broadway play, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. You can find the animated Peanuts version of that in my playlist. And the Black Lodge Singers, The Bunny Hop. And yes, if you listen really close, you'll see that's The Bunny Hop by the Black Lodge Singers. They're from Washington State somewhere. I forget what tribe they are, but they're genuine. They're genuine. And they do a lot of fun things with things like maybe you remember SpongeBob SquarePants. They did the theme from the Flintstones, and they have a lot of fun with their stuff, so I'll be bringing you that when I think it's appropriate, and even especially when it's not. So today we mostly look at rabbits. We'll look a little bit at Easter, but you know, believe it or not, I just could not find a whole lot of things about amusing things about, you know, nailing a guy to a cross and leaving him to die. And I'm not a Christian or anything like that, but I'm not sure I see the humor in it either. So, but we'll bring you what we can find that's somewhat appropriate anyway. And hope you enjoy it. A few Easter eggs here. Find them if you can. And I'll be back to expose them for you shortly. Stay tuned and hippity hop.
Owl loved to rest quietly whilst no one was watching. Sitting on a fence one day, he was surprised when suddenly a kangaroo ran close by. Now, this may not seem strange, but when Owl overheard kangaroo whisper to no one in particular, "The hare has lost his spectacles," well, he began to wonder. Presently, the moon appeared from behind a cloud, and there, lying on the grass, was hare. In the stream that flowed by the grass, a newt. And sitting astride a twig of a bush, a bee. Ostensibly motionless, the hare was trembling with excitement, for without his spectacles, he appeared completely helpless. Where were his spectacles? Could someone have stolen them? Had he mislaid them? What was he to do? Bee wanted to help, and thinking he had the answer, began, "You probably ate them, thinking they were a carrot." "No," interrupted Owl, who was wise. "I have good eyesight, insight, and foresight. How could an intelligent hare make such a silly mistake?" But all the time, Owl had been sitting on the fence, scowling. A kangaroo were oppy mad at this sort of talk. She thought herself a far superior in intelligence to the others, as she was their leader, their guru. She had the answer. "Hare, you must go in search of the optician." But then she realized that Hare were completely helpless without his spectacles. And so, Kangaroo loudly proclaimed, "I can't send Hare in search of anything." "You can, Guru, you can," shouted Newt. "You can send him with Owl." But Owl had gone to sleep. A newt too much to be stopped by so small a problem. "You can take him in your pouch." But alas, Hare was much too big to fit into Kangaroo's pouch. All this time, it had been quite plain to Hare that the others knew nothing about a spectacle. And as for all their tempting ideas, well, Hare didn't care. He lost spectacles for his own affair. And after all, Hare did have a spare. A pair. Bear.
Not too long ago, somebody came up to me and said, "Postman, you're gonna go to the trouble of opening up your mouth to sing. You might as well have something to sing about." I said, "Put on some pants!" There's a valley where the rabbits live. It's called Rabbit Valley, but you can't go there unless you're a rabbit. Then you can go there, but you're not a rabbit, so you can't go there.
Just say that sometimes you have to break the rules.
So I went there, you know, not a rabbit. I wore a rabbit suit to Rabbit Patty, but they knew I was a rabbit, so they beat me up. Hey!
Going back to Rabbit Valley, but I'm not wearing no stupid rabbit suit either.
I'm going back as a human being.
I'm going back as a human being with dignity and pride.
I'm going back as a man.
I'm going back as a postman.
I'm going back as a postman who just so happens to be a human being.
I'm going back as a postman who just so happens to be a human being, who just so happens to be carrying a big gun in his hand. Hey!
Rabbit has a human foot on his keychain. That's not the scary part. What I want to know is what those keys are for.
It's awfully quiet here in Rabbit Valley.
I'm a rabbit.
Oh, yeah, I hate rabbits. Got a great big rabbit trap, long ear rabbit, don't know that the cotton tail gonna change his habit.
Oh, I hate rabbits.
Well, now I've been reading in my magic book. If I'm gonna have any luck with you, I gotta have a rabbit's look. Rabbit tried to change his look, he's been reading this guy's book. The rabbit, rabbit.
Oh, I hate rabbits.
Champion.
I hate rabbits.
Jack Rabbit. Oh, Jack Rabbit. Jack Rabbit.
Oh, baby. Yeah, that's because we're home.
Jack Rabbit.
hunt with his gun. The rabbit's in the brush, too scared to run. The man keeps a searching, trying to run him out.
But the rabbit's trying to find him, and not all about.
Too scared, trailing in his knees. Well, he can't talk even, so it won't be no begging, leave. Well, the rabbit took a notion, then he tried to run. The man spinned around, then he cocked his gun. The rabbit saw a hole, then he tried to duck.
And that's when the man nearly messed him up.
Too scared, trembling in his knees. Well, he can't talk even, so it won't be no begging, leave. Well, he shot right over the rabbit's head. The rabbit fell down as if he were dead. The man relaxed and laid down his gun.
And that's when the rabbit was looking at the woman.
He's scared, trembling in his knees. Well, he can't talk even, so it won't be no begging, please. Looked back over his tail, and then he waved the man farewell. The man pointed his finger, said, "I'll get you yet."
The rabbit shook his head and said, "He's born a bit
too scared, trembling in his knees. Well, he can't talk English, so it won't be no begging, please."
I'm gone.
Creepy steel came at me with a big shotgun. And did I run with a hustle?
really swiftly as it could. Yeah, I split from there in a lot of seconds to spare. I could hear the bullets fly through the air. I could hear what Mama told me. If my mama knew, she would scold me. About the real true feeling. If I got away, stop for stealing. The farmer, he really had sense. He plugged up the holes in the fence. I'd be running madly around the garden looking for holes crawling and a little hole.
Hey, hey, you pick up what I say. Hard-head rabbit, but you keep gabbing. Your mama told you when you hop that if you stop, you cop the crop. He gets salty and gone for you because carrots and you take a very good stew.
Finally got you on the run, so you better find a quiet little corner where the farmer never comes. You got plenty of patches, so you snuggle in between them. Think what I mean, you got to tell, gotta keep a beat.
Son, you rabbit, run. Well, you had your fun. Run before you build a shotgun. Run on, run. Well, while you're in a panic, you're forgetting the garden gate. All you gotta do is lay around and wait. Right now, the farmer thinks you got your really is itching to see your fate. Don't you meet him by the hole in the fence? You can meet him with some natural sense. While he's over by the fence or while away, keep on running till you're out of that gate. Tell the farmer really scared you to death. You never figured he was out gunning. Better pause a while to catch your breath. You're gonna need to get out running. Maybe now you remember what your mom told you. Now you don't need to beat an empty pile of you. So hit the gate and then be ready to wail. And when you do, you show the man your tail.
Hurry up, better change your plan. Better run from the farmer man. Ooh, you best make tracks.
Your doggone pesky hair.
Head from running. Got your way, I'm showing you tail.
Now you're a wonderful girl. You got a wonderful smell. You got wonderful arms. You got charm. You got wonderful hair. We make a wonderful pair. Now I don't mind having a chat, but you have to keep giving it. On you, but how was I to know you'd bend my ear holes too? With your incessant talking, you're becoming a pest. Rabbit, 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 yep, yep, rabbit, yep, 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 rabbit, rabbit, bunny, jabber, rabbit, yep, rabbit, rabbit, bunny, rabbit, jabber, jabber, rabbit, rabbit, yep, yep, rabbit, rabbit, bunny, bunny, yep, jabber, rabbit.
I'm
did the bunny hop back in the 50s and the 60s. I mean, not counting those of you who weren't born yet. One of you guys had to do it. But huge craze in the 50s. Huge craze. I mean, people didn't know each other. They're doing the bunny hop together. But this is the only version I could find. Imagine that. It's Ray Anthony and the orchestra. Anyway, we are saluting bunnies. You know the story. Once upon a time, there was two bunnies. Now look how many there are. We started this set with Jethro Tull from the album Passion Plague. And that was the... that's on the record, actually, but it's also a film that they did during the show. They showed it during kind of like an intermission in the show. I did see the show. It was pretty good. And the film was pretty weird. And it's included in this week's videos on the playlist. So go to the archives playlist section there, and you'll find it. After that, for Postman, Rabbit Valley. I know I played it a couple of weeks ago, but it's a great song, and it is a rabbit show. So there you go. Jerry Neal, I Hates Rabbits. Icky Renrut, Jack Rabbit. Run, Mr. Rabbit, Run from Smilin' Smokey Lynn. Lambert Hendricks and Ross, Cottontail, Chaz and Dave Rabbit, and White Rabbit, of course, from Ronnie Urini and the Lost Poets, from over in Germany, I guess. And I did look it up, and it is required in 28 states that you must play White Rabbit if you're doing a show about rabbits. I tried to get around it, but I had to do it. Otherwise, lawyers would have been right up my butt. And I don't need any more stuff up my butt right now, thank you. Especially lawyers. So, we continue now. You know, bunnies, nice fuzzy little creatures. Everybody loves them. But coming up, everybody's favorite rabbit. Stay tuned.
Magic helmet.
Magic helmet.
Yes, magic helmet, and I'll give you a sample.
Kill the rabbit, 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 kill the 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 rabbit, 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 kill the 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 rabbit,
rabbit, rabbit,
kill the rabbit.
What have I done? I've killed the rabbit. Poor little bunny. Poor little rabbit.
Well, what did you expect in an opera? A happy ending?
In an abandoned warehouse, with no lights, just shadows, and soon no rabbits. The purpose of the event is to pass the torch from one generation heavy metal to the next. And there lies, in his black leather hunting outfit, with a shotgun guitar with spikes coming out of it, Ozzy Fudd, the Rabbit Slayer. In the dead of night, a shimmering white gleam of a blade, and the devil is paid. When the axe comes down, a chilling sound, steel gets the head, another rabbit's dead. I'm a rabbit slayer, a guitar player, with a nasty habit. Kill the rabbit! I'm a mean mistweeter, a rabbit feaster, and I predict a bloody Easter. A scurrying shadow, and the shadow moves to stab it, and the night air echoes. Kill the rabbit! 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 Whoa! And there won't be any more rabbits around! No more Roger Rabbit, no more Peter Rabbit, no more Playboy Bunny Rabbits! Ah!
Be very, very careful! Easy Rabbit.
Now, kids, we're gonna sing along with one of my favorite songs, the Bunny Song.
Michelle Bob! We're not supposed to sing the bunny song.
Oh, thank you for pointing that out, Jean-Claude. But this is the new and improved bunny song. This is the one we're supposed to sing.
I see.
The bunny, whoa, I ate the bunny. I didn't eat my soup or my bread, just the bunny. The bunny, the bunny, oh, I love the bunny. But now I feel sick in the head from the bunny. I didn't eat my salad, I didn't eat my steak. I had too much candy, got a tummy ache. I need to eat good food to help me to grow. I'll obey my mama, 'cause she loves me so. Yeah, I'll go to church, and I'll go to school. That stuff is important, and I ain't no fool.
I don't want no pickles, I don't want no honey. I just want a plate and a fork and
no,
a bunny.
No, no, no,
I
girls.
Want a tissue and
no, that's wrong.
Funny.
Oh, you're gonna get tummy aches. Now you stop.
listen here, girls.
The bunny, I didn't eat my soup or my bread, just the bunny, the bunny, the bunny. Oh, I love the bunny, but now I feel sick in the head from the bunny.
Field mice and bopping them on the head. And down came the blue fairy and she said,
little bunny foo foo, I don't want to see you scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head. And now I'll give you three more chances, and if you keep it up, I'll turn you into a goon.
Little bunny foo foo, hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head. And down came the blue fairy and she said,
little bunny foo-foo, I don't want to see you scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head. And now I'll give you two more chances, and if you do that again, I'll turn you into a goon.
Little bunny foo-foo, hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head. And down came the blue fairy and she said,
little bunny foo-foo, I don't want to see you scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head. Give you one more chance, and if you keep it up, I'll turn you into a goon.
Little bunny foo-foo, hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head. And down came the blue fairy and she said,
little bunny foo-foo, I don't want to see you scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head. You disobeyed me three times, so now I'm going to turn you into a goon. And the moral of this story is, hair today, goon tomorrow.
Someone got a cake pan out and tried to bake a cake. Filling the pan with flying eggs and whatever else it would take. Made an awful kind of mess, an oven full at least. Whoever did it must have used a whole big box of yeast. It must have been,
it must have been
the Easter Bunny.
Easter Bunny.
It couldn't have been,
couldn't have been
the Pussycat.
Pussycat.
It must have been the Easter Bunny. Who else would do a thing like that?
A thing like that.
Now bunnies are,
bunnies are
mischievous,
mischievous.
Brown. We'll tell you that.
We'll tell you that.
That's why it had to be the bunny. It couldn't have been the pussycat.
It couldn't have been the pussycat. Meow, meow.
An awful noise that evening when from work my daddy came. Anyone see my roller skates? I wonder why they're so lame. Who popped that hole when you screamed or cried, Mama, in despair? And someone left a faucet running. Water everywhere. Ooh. It must have been,
must have been
the Easter Bunny.
Easter Bunny.
It couldn't have been,
couldn't have been
the Pussycat.
Pussycat.
It must have been the Easter Bunny. Who else would do a thing like that?
A thing like that.
Now bunnies are,
bunnies are
mischievous,
mischievous.
Even Farmer Brown,
Farmer Brown
will tell you that.
We'll tell you that.
That's why it has
these
eyes. pussycat
meow.
It could have been the pussycat
meow, meow.
You know what?
What?
I think I'm a bunny. 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 I think I'm a bunny.
But you're not a bunny. You're a monster.
Well, I think I'm a bunny.
Bunnies aren't purple.
I think I'm a bunny.
You're not a bunny.
I think I'm a bunny.
You're not a bunny.
I think I'm a bunny. I think I'm a bunny. I think I'm a bunny.
No, you're not.
I think I'm a bunny.
I don't think you're right.
I think I'm a bunny.
You're not a bunny.
You're a monster.
I could be a bunny. Yeah, I think I'm probably a bunny, because, you know, I've got these long ears, you know, and sometimes I like to have a carrot or something, you know.
Furry and purple, covered with purple fur. Furry and purple, covered with purple.
One day, a long, long time ago, Mama Bunny turned to Junior Bunny and said, "Junior Bunny, we're out of food, and I need you to run down to the farm and get us some food for breakfast. I know that this is a terrible, terrible time, and I need you to be very, very careful on your way. You remember what those horrible men did to that beautiful man just the other day?" I do, Mama. I remember. It was horrible. Just it was terrible, Mama. I'll be careful. I will be very, very careful, Mama." And true to his word, that's what Junior Bunny did. He was very, very careful. He had grabbed his basket and went from tree to tree, just glancing once over to where they had laid Jesus just 3 days before. Junior had gotten his eggs and was heading back when he couldn't quite stand it. He went over closer to where they had laid the body of Jesus. The tomb was still present, and as he was there, to his utter amazement and surprise, he noticed a glowing coming from inside the tomb. And then there were two gigantic men standing in bright, brilliant white. They grabbed a hold of the stone, rolled it to the side, and Junior Bunny watched as Jesus emerged from the tomb. Well, as you can imagine, this surprised Junior Bunny quite a little bit, and he went scurrying home as quickly as he could. Junior ran inside and said,
"Mama, mama, mama, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive! Mama, 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 he's alive, he's alive, he's alive!"
Now, Junior, stop. What are you... Junior, hold... Stop, Junior! As you can imagine, Mama Bunny was somewhat perplexed, a little bit surprised, and a lot shocked when she saw Junior's empty basket. But Junior was not to be dissuaded. Junior.
It's Junior. I saw the moon white. I saw Junior come out of the grave. He's alive.
Junior, where is breakfast?
I don't know, Mama. But he's alive. He's alive. He's alive. I saw the whole thing. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive.
Junior, go back and get our breakfast. As you can imagine, Junior was a little bit shocked when he looked in his basket as well. He had filled it up to the top, and so he turned and went back along the same route that he had come before. As Junior Bunny was returning, he saw boys and girls all over picking up eggs and saying to their parents, "Mom, Dad, look, I saw this little bunny running through the woods, leaving off these eggs." When little Junior Bunny heard this and saw what they were doing, he ran up to the children and said,
No, it's not about the eggs. It's because he's alive. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive. I saw it with my own eyes. I watched him. He came out of the grave. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive.
Of course, the children didn't understand him because they had never heard a bunny talk and didn't know how to understand. Well, of course, that makes me wonder, have you ever heard a bunny talk? Well, now you know the real story of the Easter Bunny.
Guys, hey, come on, get to it. Will you? Come on, let's go. Come on. Oh, come on. Look, can you get one? Come on. It's the last time I hire a backup band and pay them by the note. I should have seen it coming. All right, well, we've pretty much reached the end here of our Rabbit Fest. We started that set with a good chunk of a Warner Brothers Looney Tunes. What's Opera Doc, that was? That was The Ring of the Nibelungs, as told by Chuck Jones. I think it was Chuck Jones. And that was an audio put together by somebody named DJ BC. No relation, by the way. And that was the DJ BC Wemix. It says here. Following that, Kill the Wabbit from Mark McCollum. He's got a lot of funny songs like that. The Bunny Song, the new improved Bunny Song from Veggie Tales. And that's a plea to obey your parents and trust in them. I am in no position to argue. Little Bunny Foo Foo, walking through the forest, scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the heads. This is a great message for kids. Don't know who that was, but there's a little cartoon that goes with it. You can find it on the playlist. Little Cindy, after that, it must have been the Easter Bunny, because it sure wasn't me. Todd McHatton and Champions of Joy, I Think I'm a Bunny, and somebody named Jonathan. That's right, just Jonathan, and the true, honest to God, I swear this is the real true story of the Easter Bunny. And I did hear that once many, many years ago, and this is the only version of this I could find, so you're stuck with it. It's amazing how we settle. Anyway, we have reached the end of this week's edition. I'll be back next week. Next week, it's a 50th anniversary celebration. Or 50th birthday, if you will. They've been together for 50 years. They've fallen on hard times lately, but they're still with us. Who am I talking about? Not the Rolling Stones. You'll see if you tune in next week. So have a good week, have a good Easter, have a really good Friday, and I will see you when I see you. Do check out the videos, I think you'll have a lot of fun with them. Bye-bye. I gotta go look for my eggs.
Do you know what happened long ago? Do you see what they put him through? He was magic, king of the Jews. Don't you know what happened at Easter? Hit it, girl! Jesus, holy Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus, oh Jesus, tell me if this stoneness has got you bored. Now, Judas was a traitor, he let poor Jesus down. Don't worry now and don't you fret, I'll turn that frown upside down. Easter is a celebration when Jesus rose again. 3 days of darkness, tears or vain. Hallelujah, Christ, amen. Peter would deny him again 3 times, he said. Upon that cross he looked aloft and said, I'm back, my friends. Jesus, oh Jesus, holy Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus, oh Jesus, tell me if this only song's got you bored. Now, Easter isn't just about all religious stuff. This egg's so brightly coloured to reflect the springy sun. The rabbits, they mean sexy times, and hot cross buns, well, they taste nice. Now you know the meaning of Easter. Oh yeah, now you know the meaning of Easter. Jesus, oh Jesus, holy Jesus is the name of the Lord.
Be coming,
Jesus, oh Jesus, tell me if this song, this song's got you bored.
Oh yeah,
la da da da, la 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 da la.
Oh, I'm bored.
Oh. Happy Easter, Jackie Chops.
Was zero around that date. Nobody knows, but we still celebrate. God's only son, well, he died for our sins. And that's why on Easter we have a long weekend. They took him away and they quickly judged him. But truly in the end it was him judging them. He was whipped, humiliated, and brutally hit. That's why on Easter we have our chocolate. Jesus, 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 Jesus Christ. Easter, 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 Easter is nice.
Oh, he was crucified.
Oh, we all said goodbye. That's when he turned into the Easter Bunny.
True story.
Cluck like a chicken and lay chocolate eggs. And bounced like a bunny on his big bunny legs. He was fast and fuzzy and he laid chocolate treats. And that's why Good Friday we don't eat red meat. Chocolate, 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 chocolate Christ. Fuzzy, 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 Jesus is nice. In the book it is written, he'll come back, you'll see. And he does every year as the Easter.